and welcome to We're Obsessed With, Heat's weekly showbiz podcast, where we discuss all of the best showbiz stories of the week and just those things that we have been obsessed with, talking about in the office, all of those kind of things. It comes out weekly every Friday. And for more celebrity gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is, of course, on 24/7. And for breaking showbiz stories, you can head to heatworld.com. But for now, joined with me in the studio is Joe Parkinson, Heat's showbiz editor.
Ish.
One day we will figure out what your job title is. And also Izzy Sampson, Heat's news director.
Hi.
And I'm Lucy Ford, Heat's showbiz reporter. So we're starting, as we always do, with Love Island.
Yes.
And it's really kicked off in the last week.
It has really kicked off. And so, Joe, have you been watching?
I watched the highlights last weekend.
That's, I think, is the best way to do it.
So I know a bit of it. I know I saw what happened with Camilla and I saw them going into the different houses with new boys and girls being brought in.
Yes.
And then I don't know what's happened since then.
Well,
everything.
Everything, but also sort of nothing. That's the way the show is. So basically all these people went into the other villas, which I thought it was a bit too much for me. Like, I was like, who's this girl? Who's this girl? Why are they all blonde? I don't understand who you are.
They all looked exactly the same.
I think I got their names. And then the next second I'd be like, oh, no, that's not who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that's the glamour model, but she's just the model. I don't know. It was too confusing. And then the boys as well. Like, some of those boys got 2 seconds of screen time.
And they were all, I'm sorry to say this, but they all seem like absolute idiots.
They're dumb, aren't they?
So stupid.
Yes.
And not, I don't actually think if any of them are good looking. Kem, who everyone fancies. Why? He's not good looking.
I do love Kem. He's hilarious.
He's such a small little man.
He is very funny.
Is he? Right,
yeah.
Okay.
He's got what they like to call banter.
Okay.
He's got good chat.
Right.
And that seems to be what's doing it for everybody.
This show does prove, though, that having a great body comes at a cost, and that cost is your personality.
Your brain.
Because all the guys, they look good, but they obviously haven't done any like working out of their like mental faculties. Like, I don't think any of them have read a book between them.
No, my favourite is Alex. So Alex was one of the new guys that was put in the villa, and Montana decided to couple up with him, and she keeps saying, oh, he's so great, he's really fit, he's so amazing. We haven't heard him speak more than 3 sentences, and it's like, yeah, okay, Montana, he's really nice to look at, but what's going to happen when you have to talk to him? I guess you don't.
No.
All he says is like, you look really nice and I'm glad I chose you and whatever. Like, really like, boring
you're
stuff.
The full package because you're hot and you have, you're funny. That's it. Oh, great.
I read it off a bit of paper.
The girls are great though. I really do like the girls, and I think that the show would be better off without any of the boys. Except Marcel, obviously.
Except Marcel. So yeah, we could just have a whole show of based around like Montana and Camilla's friendship where they just, you know, they're so funny, the girls. Montana, like when she was like, oh, he's all right, he's like a 6 with sunglasses. And I was like, yes, there is definitely a type of boy that's really good looking with sunglasses on, and then takes them off and you're like,
I blame Ray-Bans for confusing me for like all of my teenage years, because I was like, that guy's really hot. And it's like, nope, he's just wearing like Wayfarers.
Yeah.
And caps as well. Caps are very deceiving.
Hair
often
in general.
You often find out that guys haven't got any hair underneath the cap, which is why they're wearing the cap.
Yeah, boys love a cap.
I think we should push for Camilla and Montana to win themselves.
Yeah, just couple up themselves.
Couple up themselves.
And then win.
Platonic queens just spending their 50 grand however they want.
Yes.
But although we did see last night Camilla maybe have met her match.
Jamie.
But because he has read a book.
Yeah, he has read a book and they talked about a book that they'd read. Amazing. So do you buy it though? Because like Camilla is so picky. Is the show just sending men in and they are targeting Camilla because they're like, well, she's the most popular on the outside, so I want her to fall in love with me so I can win this show. So can you trust anybody's intentions now?
Who was that guy that was in there with all the tattoos, like, you are literally my perfect girl. I can't believe I'm sitting here talking to you. You're literally amazing.
Yeah.
And then he had 3 kids at home and an ex-fiancé.
Craig laying it on thick. And it's like, okay, you can say all of that, but you never saw him actually, like, asking a question about her? Or anything like that. They never seem to ask each other questions. They just go, you're fit. And then the other person agrees, you're really fit. And then that's it.
Don't know. I think that the producers want Camilla to find love because everyone loves her. And they don't want her off the island. And if she stays single, she's going to be booted out.
Exactly. Now, I personally rang the Love Island PR and said, don't let Camilla go home. And he was like, you know that I don't control the show. But the thing is that on Love Island, they never decide on what they're going to do until about 24 hours before.
Yeah.
So if the producers are like, oh God, Camilla's about to get the boot, they can just like change the rules and send another person in and couple her up. So good luck, Camilla. But you've got to pick one of these guys and stick with them.
I still think it is the most random idea and concept for a show. Well, you know, like the rules are made up as you go along.
Yeah. Oh, you can see them scrambling. Like, yeah. In the space of a week, we had like 11 new housemates, and then actually they got rid of them because they didn't want them. And then we've got another two last night. It's like, oh my gosh, my brain is hurting.
Because but it still works.
It's just a conveyor belt of meatheads.
It is. But
however, it is to be thanked the resurgence of the Blazing Squad.
Yes.
Now, off the back of Love Island.
Yeah.
Blazing Squad's tunes are back in the charts again, yeah?
Stop
yeah.
it. Are they
Seriously?
Actually?
Yeah, yeah. They're not always good. So they're just getting the recognition they deserve in this streaming world where everything's on Spotify. You know, this is what they deserve. And the celebrity fans of the show as well are amazing. Stormzy, who is a big fan of Love Island, can just take them as his support act.
Yes. He can feature enough. In a track because he loves a good feature.
Yeah. Oh, and also, how weird would it be if you were in Blazing Squad like 15 years ago, you've now got like an office job, and then they call up and they're like, do you want to go on tour? Let's do a reunion. And you'd be like, use my annual leave to go on tour with the Blazing Squad? Is that okay? Some of them must like not be like Marcel, not be in showbiz.
No, I think the majority of them.
Yeah, have just
I once
given
met
up.
One of them in a pub.
Oh, really?
A few years ago at Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you remember me? I used to be the Blazing Squad. No.
Did he remember you from interviewing him?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, I have
it's
no
really
idea.
It's embarrassing when that happens because I was in a trainer shop on Oxford Street and this guy was like, I remember you, you've interviewed me. And I was like, do you have this in a size 6? And he was like, I was in the band Son of Dork. And I was like,
oh my God, Son of Dork.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was like Busted.
Yeah, it was trying. They were trying to like,
band.
Yeah, it was trying to be like McFly and like Busted. They were like, well, McFly are a bit like Busted and people love them. So let's do another spin-off.
What
and
was
yeah,
that?
Now he works in a shoe shop. Well, do you know what? He might be back
Eddie's
in music
now. Eddie's got 27 kids, but he does. Is that the one?
Yes, that
one.
Yes.
You would know that, Lucy.
So yeah, you have that where people wander up to you and they're like, no, we've
Don't
met before.
Remember? Yeah, you interviewed me.
And you're thinking,
who
yep.
are you?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, can't wait for those days, guys. Still a newbie. So actually, speaking of celebrity fans of Love Island, this moves us nicely onto our next topic. We chatted to Rochelle Humes this week, and she's obsessed with Love Island as well, as we all should be and
First
all
thing
are.
She said when she came in, was anyone watching Love Island? Are you talking about what happened last night?
The whole country. I will maintain this is actually what's brought me and my housemates together. We were ships in the night before and now we have a daily or at least twice weekly standing date where we sit and watch Love Island. It's bringing people together.
What will happen when Love Island finishes then? Do you think you'll carry on seeing each other or
move house?
No. Back to go back to your bedrooms.
Yeah. See you next year, guys.
See you in the kitchen next year, maybe.
So you actually sat down with Rochelle, didn't you, Jo?
I did, yeah.
And talked to her about it.
Yeah, so she came in. She was actually doing a campaign on baby food.
Okay.
That's the first chilled baby food. Anyway, quite random. But that's, I guess, her...
Is that necessary as the only mum in the group? Is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, it's not been done before. So, and I took it home and my baby quite likes it. So, savvy.
Success.
Just put a plug in there for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's Rochelle's kind of niche now, I guess, is the fact that she's a mum of two.
Yes.
Married to Marvin, obviously. But do you know what? Sometimes I find it really annoying when celebrities are cashing in on the fact that they're a mum. And it's like, oh God, here we go. So it's all going to be a whole range of baby clothes, baby food, Mylin Klass, I'm kind of thinking of
Yes, Mylin Klass.
Sam Fares.
Like, was as soon as she got pregnant, she was like, I'm a mum now. I can't ever talk about
anything
apart
else.
From being a mum.
Yeah.
And we've all got mates that did actually happen to, and they don't want to talk about anything apart from their children. But it's like a real celebrity branding thing now.
Yeah.
So like, Amy Charles has her own pram line. Binky, yes.
Her own show, just about being a mum.
Yes.
Which I actually really quite like.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Because I like Binky.
Yeah,
and
I like
find
Binky.
Her funny. But who on earth would want to buy a pram that's got Amy Charles' name on it? I don't get that.
I trust professionals, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather
You've
go
been a mum
bugaboo.
For about 3 days. I'm not going to buy a pram off you.
Yeah.
Do you know who... Billy Fares, Sam's sister, has that daughter Nelly, and Nelly is the hardest working baby in showbiz. She's always doing photo shoots. She goes on The Only Wears Essex. She goes on The Mummy Diary Show. She does everything. I really hope she's getting a cut.
I doubt it.
Well, she's not as hardworking
as
a
for the future.
DJ Khaled's 8-month-old. yes. Asshad, who has his own Instagram account and is apparently the executive producer of DJ Khaled's new album.
Isn't he the CEO of one of his companies as well? Yes, no. So yeah,
he's setting him up for life.
Yeah. What? I thought this was a genuinely clever baby. Did you see this week that, so like the baby, DJ Khaled's son is known for being like the most placid baby. Obviously, he's got a lot of businesses to run. No time for crying.
No.
But the only person that made him cry this week was Justin Bieber.
Oh, how?
Yeah, just said hello to him, and the baby started crying. That's the only time the baby's cried in public.
He's offended by lip syncing.
How am I not following DJ Khaled's baby?
Oh, you have to. He runs an Instagram, and he's like working hard
on Instagram all the time. I've seen Rihanna commenting like, "I'm so obsessed with you." But so that's a good example of celebrity branding.
Yeah, that's a really cool celeb baby.
Yeah,
but Rochelle. So I actually don't find her in any way annoying. And actually, I follow on her Instagram and I love her Insta stories.
Yeah.
They really make me laugh. They're very normal. It's just her at home cooking, working out a little bit.
She's very real.
She's very real.
That's the thing. So in Heat magazine, out on Tuesday, she's given us a chat and it wasn't like, being a mum is a dream. It's like, oh my God, I can't be bothered to work out. I'm tired all the time. It's actually really hard to be a mum. And I was like, oh, that's actually nice to hear. As opposed to some of the celebrity mums who are like, I'm living my purpose and my dream. And it's like, oh, no, you're not.
My perfect world with my perfect husband and my perfect kids.
Exactly. Rochelle's real.
So she's in Heat magazine. She's also...
Yes.
If you go to Heat YouTube, there's a brilliant interview that Lucy Cave did with her where she does Confessions from the Couch. And again, she comes across so well in that. So check it out.
Normal.
My favourite bit from your interview, though, I just want to play this clip, is when you asked her about Strictly. Because I like that Strictly is like... however many months away, but everyone's now like, who's going to be on it next year or this year? And she just flat out refused, which I like. She's just ruling herself out before anyone even asks her.
Is she just saying that because, yeah, she's going to be on it, but I actually don't think she's going to be on it.
Yeah.
I did a Christmas special and I should never have done it. It was so... I love the show as a fan and I watch it and I sort of expected that I was going to go on and float on and put this sequin gown on and be really graceful. Well, I learned something about myself. Graceful is not my middle name and it wasn't cute. It was just... there was sequins flying everywhere. It wasn't... I'm better off watching that show.
You sure?
Definitely.
They love a transformation.
I know, but I'm not the one to transform, unfortunately.
See, that's what I like about her. I honestly don't think we will see her on Strictly or I'm a Celeb. She's got a pretty good life anyway.
Yeah, she's sorted, isn't she?
Just waiting for that Saturday's reunion.
Oh, of course, every day.
We all are, aren't we?
Oh, I can't wait. I've been thinking about it every day since they split up.
Hiatus.
Hiatus, of
course. Our favourite word.
Yes, the same hiatus that One Direction are currently on.
And the Spice Girls.
Speaking of Spice Girls, I'm glad you brought that up because our next topic that we are obsessed with this week is Mel B, who has apparently spent £40 million.
Yes. So this was in
somehow.
Court. So Mel B is in court at the moment. She's divorcing her husband, Stephen Belafonte. It's got very down and dirty. But Mel B's lawyer said, look, he wants the money off her, but there's not that much money left. She spent it. She had £40 million from her Spice Girls days. And now in one of her accounts, she only has like 900 quid or something. Basically, she earns it and then immediately spends it. She's got houses all over the world. She has got lots and lots of jewellery. She goes on these amazing holidays. Like, apparently they bought like an armoured car that can withstand bomb attacks for the school run.
Necessary.
So she's basically blown it all. She bought the husband a private island for £1 million.
Where?
Well, he can go and live on that then.
Exactly. He's got his own island.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. So has she just invested the money elsewhere so that she can't give it to him?
I think.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Or is she... because
I genuinely think she spent so much. Like, the lawyer said, look, she hasn't even got enough to pay her taxes. So
really?
Yeah.
But I'd love to have £976 in my account. That'd be a dream.
Yeah.
All the things you could do with that.
I know, I'd be like high flying.
Exactly.
She was very young though when they went into the Spice Girls. And I think when you're that young, and I guess you suddenly have all of this money, and then you start living that lifestyle. Those lifestyles are very hard to maintain without a lot of money.
Exactly.
But she has also consistently worked, I think, Mel B. Like, she's never reached that same famous Spice Girls, but you're never going to. But she's been on like X Factor Australia. She's kept that. She's always working every year. So she's obviously raking
and
in big enough
half
bucks.
Half a million every time she does one of those?
Yeah.
Something like that. And she's had clothing lines and gym workout videos and all of that.
I think she promotes Jenny Craig, the diet.
Yeah.
She must get a lot of money off that. But I feel like working on like the X Factor with all like America's Got Talent, she like Simon Cowell must leave at the end of the day and get on his private jet. So she's probably like, well, I'll get a private jet as well.
Yeah,
and then
you
you're
are.
Just burning through that cash. Her three kids are privately educated. The lawyer said she needs to continue spending that. She's invested load into this like $6 million Hollywood Hills house. But she probably sees people around her living this life and is like, well, why can't I?
So what's the outcome of this going to be then, do we think? She's going to have to sell her property so he can have half?
Yeah, she's selling her Hollywood Hills house. She's giving him the private island. So, and I think she's just going to have to like liquidise a load of her assets. Mm. But I think it's probably quite embarrassing for her that it's all come out.
Out in the open.
We're officially going to get a gem single now, aren't we?
Exactly.
They're going to imminently be going out on tour.
Well, Jerry came in, didn't she, a couple of weeks ago, and I talked about, obviously, what's happening with the girls. And Jerry was like, my name will always be first on the list to do anything with those girls. I will, you know, with all of us or three of us, I'll always be there. So even if Emma's not up for it, Jerry would be.
So just Jerry and Mel.
Just Jerry
double
and
act.
Mel.
We laughed about this on the podcast last week, though, because it was like, she's like, I will be the first one there. You're the one that left.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
You ended the Spice Girls.
It's too late
How
now,
dare
Jerry.
You?
It's too late.
No, my name is top of the list. Get me in.
Mel needs to do like a tour because that's where artists really rake in the money. Like people like Adele are flogging tickets for like 95 quid each and then packing
she's
out
not,
stadiums.
She is not Adele.
Some
Who's
going to
go and see Mel B?
Mel B
solo? Who?
She'd rock a few pride festivals, do you know what I mean?
Possibly,
like pride parades,
those
kind of things. Freshers balls. I saw S Club 3 at my uni fresher ball.
S Club 3.
And then I think I saw like S Club 5 at, you know, my end of uni ball. They were, you know, working for a good 4 years.
Okay. So that's what she's got ahead of her. Excellent. Freshers balls, gay pride, and a bit of American Idol.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Pack out your year. Exactly. So the next thing we're obsessed with this week is the latest installment in the Spider-Man franchise vehicle, whatever it is, Spider-Man Homecoming. So it's the brand new Spider-Man. They've completely wiped away Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire. They've started afresh. And apparently reviews are very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. And Spider-Man is my favourite superhero.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I love Spider-Man. I love the Spider-Man films. I love Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. And I quite liked Andrew Garfield as well, although I think Tobey Maguire is my favourite until I haven't seen Tom Holland yet, so I can't make my mind up on that.
I have seen 25 minutes of Tom Holland.
Oh.
What was it like?
Really good from what I could see. I think the issue with Andrew Garfield was that I think he's amazing. Like, there's no doubting that Andrew Garfield is an incredible actor.
Yeah.
They just didn't do enough to make it different. So it was like, oh, let's see him becoming Spider-Man. Well, we already saw that with Tobey Maguire.
Exactly.
I think what
so
they do
on, each time, do they start over? Like,
so they
some
did
weird
with
Spider-Man Groundhog Day.
Yeah, basically,
oh, God,
it's like going
please.
Back to the start. But they did. They haven't done that with Tom Holland because his version of Spider-Man was introduced in Civil War, Captain America: Civil War, and he was already Spider-Man. He had kind of been bitten, found out his powers, and then he was roped into the Avengers. And so now, Spider-Man: Homecoming is him after that. So you don't see him getting bitten. You don't see him like learning about his powers or anything. He's just trying to get into the Avengers is basically what this movie is. So I think that's why it's meant to be good, because it's like, we don't need to see Uncle Ben dying again.
Poor
it already
Uncle
scarred
Ben.
Us back in 2003. You know, we don't need to see it again in 2017. So yeah, apparently reviews, I've heard it's the funniest one since Guardians of the Galaxy.
And so there's other Avengers in there too.
Robert Downey Jr. is in it. I don't know about anything else.
Right,
because that's, I didn't get showed anything
I
else.
Just showed you 25
what a lovely
minutes.
Guy he was. He came in and you did an interview with him, and he just seems like the most lovely guy.
He's really cute. So you know this, Joe, because you work with me every day. I have a fondness for wearing pyjamas to work.
Obviously.
But like nice ones, not just like my jogging bottoms.
It's
but
fashion
pyjamas. Yeah. But he showed up to the interview in pyjamas because he did a couple of breakfast interviews that day as well. And he said off mic, he was like, you know, when I was a carpenter, because he used to be a carpenter when he was young, which
obviously.
I don't get because
he's only
21. So I'm guessing when he was like 13.
Yeah.
going down to the mill. But he said that he would listen to breakfast radio and he was like, oh, one day if I'm ever famous enough to get on breakfast radio, I'm going to go on in my pyjamas because that's what I do when I'm eating breakfast. And then he did it.
I
know, I like almost cried to start my interview. Like, I'm so happy for you.
But what did everyone else say? I was a bit like, is he wearing his pyjamas? Like,
yeah,
was everyone a bit
like
bemused by it?
Smart jammies.
No,
they were
a pajama set.
Okay,
like so the pajama cut shirt, you know, with the collar, but they were kind of jersey. He looked really comfortable. I was really jealous. Obviously living his best self. But I think the best thing I got out of him in our interview, I related to him on a personal level because he is apparently terrified of spiders.
No!
Which is ironic because he plays Spider-Man. Yeah. And I'm also petrified, so I had to kind of like ask him how he feels now because he has to talk about spiders all the time. That is now who he is. And apparently he says that being Spider-Man has actually made him more scared of spiders.
I hate spiders. Please don't bring one out. So many interviewers are like, here's a spider. I'm like, no.
I was going to say, on this promo trail, has anyone sprung a spider on you?
Yeah, in Brazil? Yeah, this guy brought this like massive, scary spider. And my fear of spiders has got worse because everyone keeps asking me about it. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to hold the spider. I'm going to do it. It'll be fine. And my whole body like froze when he put it on. It was awful, but... yeah, I'm not a fan of spiders at all.
Are you now more scared because you have to keep thinking about spiders? Because I don't have to think about spiders ever. I'm petrified, by the way. I will cry.
I actually got a tattoo of a spider.
No.
Yeah, I did, yeah. To pay homage to my character. And, you know, this has changed my life, this movie. And I really wanted to get something that I could remember it forever. So I got a little spider somewhere on my body.
Is it somewhere that you could forget about and you like look down and be like, ah!
Well, yeah, I definitely forget that I have it. It's funny, I got the tattoo and didn't tell my parents about it. And the tattoo's on the bottom of my foot. It's like right here. And I was doing a handstand in my kitchen and my mum was like, what's that on your foot? It's like, nothing. And she was like, did you get a tattoo? I was like, yeah. And she actually thought it was really cool and so did my dad. But yeah, so it's on the bottom of my foot, so you'd never see it.
So when we talked to Chris Evans for Civil War, he also admitted that he hates spiders, and this is what he had to say about it. Ooh, I feel like you would relate to this.
Hey, Chris.
I really don't like them, because you just don't know where they are. Like, at least a snake or a shark, it's like, there's a snake. Spider could just be on you, and you wouldn't even know it. You know, all of a sudden you feel a little tickle on your neck, and this thing is crawling up your shirt.
She's got great hair.
I don't like spiders.
What kind of reaction would you do if there was a spider on you right now?
It wouldn't be cool. It wouldn't be tough. It would not be manly.
Are you a stamp them out or try and get them out the window?
No, I want nothing to do with them. I just, you know, I hope there's someone else close by to handle it. Ugh, gross. And then the worst, you ever like pull down the covers of your bed and seen one in your bed?
No.
No? I got bad news for you. They've been in there.
Well, I read that you go to sleep sometimes and they crawl up into your mouth.
They crawl in your mouth. Ugh.
They drink your saliva.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you relate to this?
100%. I didn't know Chris and I had this shared fear. I can't wait to talk to him about it. I did know about that spiders crawling into your mouth thing. And I consciously, before I go to sleep every night, I'm like, just keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed. You'll be okay. Breathe through your nose. And then always wake up with like a really like raw nose. I'm like, my nose is really sore this morning. So I consciously think about that all the time.
So there's so much that I'd taken from that. One, he's got a spider tattoo. Who knew?
On the bottom of his foot.
Gotta be an exclusive.
Your foot is the most painful place to have a tattoo. So actually, secretly, very, very hard.
He did say that. Painful. He said that he had to get it done like 3 or 4 times because it's so thick and so painful. So I was like, you spent all of that money and time and like pain getting a tattoo of something you hate.
Yeah. On the bottom of your foot that you will never see.
You'll never see, and it
apart
will wear off after a while.
When he's casually just doing handstands in his kitchen.
Don't do a handstand in the kitchen, Tom. I know. That's unsafe. You're going to kick over some pans.
Don't you love that idea? He's just doing a handstand in his kitchen.
Yeah, he's a gymnast, so I think he's obviously just like always flying around.
Doing a cartwheel.
That makes more sense, because in my head, then he was like a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So, I think it was like last week.
Yeah, Billy Elliot. He was still Billy Elliot.
He is loving his life, though, as Spider-Man. And I like when people aren't jaded by it. Give him a couple of years, but you know, You know this as well. You sometimes interview people who are in these huge vehicles and they get all of this fame and fun stuff and people are like adoring them and they just kind of feel like they're bored of it. And I like that he was so excited about it and he's like, this film has changed my life.
Yeah, I love that. That actual interview is also on Heat YouTube.
Yes.
So you can go and watch it. And you spoke to Zendaya and I'm so curious about what she's like because she's a different kettle of fish, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's such a big star.
She's a massive star and she really knows... like she's a fully formed star. I would say like Tom Holland will see him change over his career.
Yeah.
But she's really like, she really knows herself.
Yeah, massively. And I talked to her because like you said, It's interesting because she's not a huge star over here, but then you go on her Instagram or her Twitter and she's got millions and millions and
like
millions
10
of followers.
Million.
Yeah. She was on Disney in the US and it's just carried her through. But she's really cool. I read a thing about how she's only 20, which I just found insane because I was like really intimidated by her because she was so cool. But she, when she was negotiating her Disney contract, she had like clear guidelines for what she wanted for her character, so that they weren't just the standard Disney girl who like wants to be a singer and falls in love with this boy. She was like, I will be something other than a singer. I will have this amount of screen time. I'll give this amount to other girls, whatever. Like, she was amazing to negotiate that much when she was a teenager.
Yes.
I wish I had things that together when I was a teenager.
I just feel like that's American kids, though. Like, would that be a UK kid would do? I just can't see it myself.
I think she's amazing how she's got a great head on her shoulders. So like I said, she's really big online and she actually interacts with her fans quite a lot. So I had a whole section of my interview where I just kind of talked about the importance of being yourself online and giving out a good message.
I'm so particular. In fact, I just got in trouble with this yesterday. Like, I'm so particular about what goes on my Instagram, what goes on my Twitter, because I don't let nobody else has access to it except for me, which is surprisingly not as common as you would think. You know, usually, you know, people have teams that help them run there, but I'm just too specific about what I say and what comes out. And I feel like everything should be personal and everything should be from me. So I'm very, very like super protective over my social media stuff.
Why is it so important for you to be yourself online?
Because I feel like, you know, online is kind of a new way to connect and meet people. And also it's not just a way to connect, whatever, but it's also like a new form of, I would say, information and activism in a sense. You can learn so much from talking to your peers and learning about different situations or learning about world events, or, you know, if you follow the right sites and are involved in the right things, you can use it for positive things, I think. And so that's why I think I'm so protective over it, because my voice is so strong in a sense. Like, there's so many people that listen to what I say and things that I say become viral very quickly, which is still kind of weird for me. But because of that, I think there's a responsibility there, you know.
Yeah, so she clearly has got a great head on her shoulders.
And so mature, isn't
so
she?
So mature. Yeah. And she looked amazing.
She is beautiful. Stunning. Wow. I mean, that's...
Those eyebrows.
Those eyebrows, that fashion.
Yeah, she was wearing a tail coat when I interviewed her. Amazing. We were just talking when we were playing that clip that her parents are also really normal. Like, her parents are like teachers and a social worker.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's probably why she's so mature, got a good head on her shoulders. Because you think people that grow up with like celebrity parents, it must be insane at home.
But they don't look in any way celebrity. They look like so normal, like, you know, just the way they look. And, you know, there's, you wouldn't go, oh yeah, because her mum's gorgeous, that's why she, they're not even gorgeous, are they? That sounds, I'm not being rude about them, but they're just so normal.
They are so normal, and she's just come out stunning in both body and mind, you know what I mean? Like, she's just great.
She sounds like such a pervert.
I creep for everyone, you know this. So without having seen Spider-Man, we give it a thumbs up just because we love everyone in it so much.
She's my best superhero.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see it.
Double
All good.
Thumbs up.
And finally, the topic to just, I don't think it's, we're going to not get anything better than this all week. Rob Kardashian's random Instagram meltdown on Wednesday evening.
Saving the best till last.
Seriously.
I'm curious about this.
I need to hear your take on this, Izzy.
So I'm the biggest Kardashians fan and I often feel bad for Rob because he is the worst Kardashian, but he was wrong in this situation. So just to explain to you, so Rob started putting all these Instagrams up accusing his former girlfriend, former fiance,
potentially former wife,
Blac Chyna, and he said that she was sleeping with another man in their bed even though they're split up. And that she had been like stringing Rob along, saying like, oh, maybe we can, you know, sleep together again if you send me all of this jewelry, if you buy me all these cars, if you pay for 100K's worth of surgery, so I look amazing, blah, blah. And Rob was paying all this money and is now pissed off to find that she's got another couple of guys on the go. So he started putting everything up online, including a dirty picture she had sent him. Very graphic.
A few dirty things.
Yeah, and then, oh God, like the things that he was saying, like, I can't repeat
it is
on
just
this podcast.
All
I will also say.
So grim and grotty.
So when we say a dirty picture, we mean her full lady parts.
Yes.
And it was meant to embarrass her, but I would say that his part of it was way more embarrassing because he also screenshotted the messages that he was sending her, which were so gross.
Yeah.
And really sad. And like, I know that he's had issues in the past and he obviously has really low self-esteem, but if you're begging your ex-girlfriend to sleep with you, like, I don't think you should be mad when she's sleeping with other people.
Yeah,
like,
but also, do you think that she really said, oh, like, I might sleep with you if you pay for this surgery or if you buy me this jewellery? Do we think that actually happened or?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, so I don't know loads about the Kardashians, but you do know that Rob has these issues, and I think he was a really vulnerable person. I think he's totally wrong in this situation. I'm not defending him, but I do think that he has problems and he's probably really easily manipulated by a beautiful person giving him attention.
Which of the sisters was it that was not happy about it at all?
All of them.
It was all of them.
And Chris was not happy.
Yeah, because basically the story with Blac Chyna is she used to be best friends with Kim Kardashian, and then and she used to go out with this guy called Tiger, but then Kim's little sister Kylie stole Tiger away from Blac Chyna, and that's when the rift started. So Blac Chyna obviously got together with Rob, maybe because they're in love, but maybe because she was like, I'm going to get revenge.
And you're a Kardashian and you've got loads of money.
Exactly.
And it will also keep me in the headlines.
It got
where
her,
I need to be.
Got her an ETV show.
Exactly.
Which was great. And do you know what? On that show, she was the best thing on it because Rob just seems constantly mardy, constantly having a little tantrum, constantly insecure. And you're like, well, that does seem like quite hard work. But then that doesn't mean that all these, you know, down the line, they've had a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go revenge porning your ex-fiancé.
So it's a crime, is what he did.
It is a crime.
This is the worst thing about all these situations is that there is a baby involved.
Yes. Yeah.
That can, at any point when they get older, go online and find all of this stuff out.
It's only going to get easier as time goes on to Google and stuff.
Yeah, it's just so sad.
Like, kids get their first phones when they're like six. We're like 5 years away.
Well, if you're a Kardashian, you probably get your first phone at about two, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. And once you put somebody's like naked pictures out on the internet, they're there for good. People will have screenshotted those. And Instagram shut Rob's account down.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went to Twitter and put them up. He was determined to get them out there. And it's like, Rob, nobody's going to have sympathy for you because A, you and Chyna weren't together so she can sleep with who she likes. B, you're just putting her private business out there and people don't like that. And C, your child is going to grow up and see this. Nobody's going to have sympathy for you. I think he wrote in one of his messages, I hope Dream doesn't see this.
Dream. Can we just talk about the fact that this baby is called Dream?
Yes.
This is a nightmare.
So the baby's starting out from a position of having the name Dream.
Dream.
And then she's got these two people that can't get along.
I dream of finding a new mum and dad.
Yes, exactly. I think Chris Jenner needs to step in and be like, right, I'm Dream's mum now.
Yeah, totally. What's been said from the Jenner side of things, from Kris Jenner or any of the Kardashian sisters?
Nothing.
Absolutely
all.
Nothing.
And what annoyed me the most was that, you know, Rob Kardashian posted those gross pictures, which I think is awful. But then he had the funniest comment ever, which was he was like, I'm gonna make a lemonade album out of this, and then did a fake cover that just said flat tummy tea instead of like lemonade, because Blac Chyna always promotes like weight loss tea, which I think is genuinely funny. If you're having, I mean, I don't think you should take revenge out on your girlfriend, but if you are, make it
a funny pun.
Tweet a picture of her
foof.
Lady garden.
Don't do that.
And the worst thing about, like, when I was looking at the Instagram, it took me like 2 seconds to be like, oh no, that's a dirty picture.
It's like one of those pictures where the more you stare at it and then the picture becomes clear and you're like, oh, it's a man in glasses. But it was like, oh, that's a lady garden.
That's a lady garden. And then there were like pictures that she'd obviously sent him after she'd had the surgery to be like, look, the surgery's worked. But
and then he just body shaming her.
Yeah,
it's so disgusting, though. And to be honest, I am cross with him. That is really bad. But what an individual she is.
Yeah.
I read the most incredible BuzzFeed article, I think a couple of years ago now. It's about 10,000 words long. It's like a thesis on how Blac Chyna beat the Kardashians at their own game. And I would urge anyone to read it because
the
research on it, and it's just so obvious what she's doing. And we all knew it, but they actually go through, you know, she managed to get her own show out of it. She managed to lock him down with a baby, you know, really horrible stuff, but it's just so clearly mapped out. And it's, and she picked on the weakest one, unfortunately.
Poor Rob.
Feel sorry for him until he started posting naked pictures of his girlfriend, the mother of his child, online.
Yeah, but he's so clearly being manipulated, and now he's angry that he's suddenly woken up to it. Like, one of the messages, he said he sent her 100 bottles of champagne. It's like, Come on, if somebody's ringing you up out of the blue and being like, go on, send me 100 bottles of champagne.
You're being
like,
taken for a ride.
Is this okay? What's she... Does she need all of them right now?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's... A little while ago, do you remember, Blac Chyna tried to... when she was about to marry Rob... She tried to trademark the name Angela Kardashian. Angela's her real name.
Yeah.
And the Kardashians were like, absolutely no. No, you can't
you
do
are
this.
Not having our name.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly.
They are great business
show?
People.
Rob and Chyna, that show's clearly over now.
Well, they were going to get a second series.
I bet you they have another series.
Yeah.
Any money. This is gold.
I reckon in a week's time this they're going to be like, we've put on a united front.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is, I don't really watch The Kardashians, but I totally see why people want to watch it. And the reason I don't
for
watch
stuff
it...
stuff like this.
The reason I don't watch it is because I know I'll get hooked if I do. And I'm already hooked on Love Island.
Love Island, but 10 times worse.
Yeah. But I think that if they got another series and this is the basis of it, I kind of think that that's not fun viewing. That's just kind of gross.
Yeah.
In a way that The Kardashians isn't gross. It's like just cameras in someone's life. But this is just sad.
Yeah.
And I think it wouldn't be compelling viewing. It would be... Look at this sad man.
Kid, it would be hilarious that they were both just rowing with each other. But then you think, oh, that poor baby. Actually, maybe this isn't quite as funny as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just two dumb people fighting, then go, do it. I don't care. But like, they've got that kid.
Well, even if it's not a second series for them, this will feature majorly in The Kardashians. So Kris Jenner's probably secretly a bit happy.
She's probably furious because she's like, you couldn't have done that on camera, could you, Rob? Well, you are in trouble now, sir.
Yeah, none of this was filmed.
Their favourite thing to do, though, is bitch about it over a salad. So they'll obviously be like...
They would have been filming themselves, bitching about it over a salad, showing each other the pictures on their phones. It would all have been filmed. All their reactions will already be...
Or they'll go back and make a point to be like, this is a crime and we do not condone revenge porn. Just an FYI, the Kardashians are not liable for this.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah, apparently she's got a lawyer now and she's going to sue, so...
Fair dues.
Yeah. See you in court.
Yeah. Right. So I think we can't end on anything better than that. The unfolding will obviously feature on later podcasts, I'm sure. So that is it from We're Obsessed With, the weekly podcast from Heat Magazine, where, as we talk about all the showbiz from the week. So it comes out every Friday. For all that celeb gossip, though, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. And if you want breaking news, some more Rob Kardashian maybe at some point, go to heatworld.com. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.